Hi, love. This is Dawn, and you're listening to Dear Divorce Diary with my coach, Dawn, where we explore the post-divorce life and you, the woman who lives it. We cover everything from trauma during and after divorce to feeling like a stranger in your own life and the new frontier of life as a single woman. Cozy in for the conversations you've been longing to have about this new life. Hi, love. Consider me your holiday hug. I just love you so much, and this season is such a magical time that is going to invite you to so much stress. But I don't want to call it a stressful or painful time because I don't want to frame it that way, right? You're having a stressful, painful season, but this time is magical. And we're going to talk today about a way to return to some of that magic, a way to retain some of that magic in a way that maybe is not even as hard as some of the other things we talk about. You know, during the holidays, we have so much desire to be in the holiday spirit. And when I say holiday spirit, you know exactly what that means. You have a frame of reference. You've felt it before. And if you don't feel it this year, that's okay. And I want you to just let that be. But if there are things today that you can implement that help you accidentally get happy and accidentally fall into the holiday spirit, fantastic. And that's the goal, is for us today to just be able to provide you with a little container where you can rest easy and use some strategies to feel better during this time, so you can feel some of that magic. Now let's acknowledge that the number one goal here is to do your best to get and stay grounded through the rough patches. But I know that this season in particular is one of the hardest to start new healthy habits. So I'm going to invite you to some new healthy habits today, but a lot of what I'm going to suggest is stuff that you can download, drop in your Amazon cart, do in the background, right? Just stuff that you can just kind of buy or add on and do passively, because and some of it's really going to need your attention, but as much as possible, I want us to create the environment to support you so you don't have to put so much extra bandwidth into staying regulated. Yes, you have to have the intention and do some footwork around staying regulated, but let's set up your environment to hold as much healthy, loving space for you as possible so that it's easier. Cool? So getting and staying grounded and setting that intention. It's all about being able to tap into many of the things that we talk about, but the truth of who you are and what is bigger than this moment, right? What is bigger than this moment is you are an amazing transformational woman who is holding space for this transformation and maybe your children's transformation, and you are moving towards bigger and better and more wonderful things, and you're doing it during this amazing magical time of the holidays, and it happens to be coming through the pain of divorce. But the truth is, you are in this amazing process. Now, you might lose track of that, aka getting ungrounded in really stressful moments. And when it's the holidays and you've got to juggle things like present wrapping and family gatherings and this new schedule with your kids and your ex and whatever those things are, the dog, or, you know, there's all the extra to-dos during the holidays. And some of them are fun and some of them just feel like extra stuff and you're already exhausted. So staying grounded means knowing somewhere deep down that all is ultimately well or will be well because you're in this transformational journey. When you fall into rabbit holes of everything sucks, everything's fucked, pardon my language, and the anxiety feels bigger than you, when the anxiety feels like you can't get a grip on it, when the weight of everything feels heavier than you can carry, right? Just know that Oops, you got ungrounded. No big deal, right? When we use the tools that we're going to talk about today, it's easier to stay grounded for longer periods of time, and it's easier to regain your grounding when you lose it. So now, one of the best visualizations I love for getting grounded is a perspective visualization. This isn't related to the holidays necessarily, but while we're on the topic of getting grounded, right, this is something you can just have in your back pocket. When you're sitting on your sofa or in your bed, gosh, I love sitting in my bed. When you're sitting in your bed and you close your eyes and everything comes crashing in and you're like, how could Dawn even possibly think I could meditate because I close my eyes and everything comes crashing in, right? It's really useful to get some perspective, and by that I literally mean to go visually higher. So remember the podcast episode with Bernadette where we went deep into the ocean? It's similar, but let's go the other direction. Let's go higher. I want you to imagine, if you are not afraid of heights, stepping into a hot air balloon and literally floating up and up and up and up. Imagine it right over your house, right? Right over your house until you're so high. Don't forget to bring your heater with you because it's chilly up there. When you're so high and you look down, your problems are so far away and the people are so far away, and you can kind of get that, right? And if you keep your perspective up there for a period of time while you're breathing, this little mental trick has a way of putting things into better perspective. Have you ever been out in nature and you've been at the edge of the ocean and its vastness just really helps put things into perspective? Have you ever been standing next to a huge tree and just been like, wow, you know? Or like when I was in the Grand Canyon a couple years ago, you know, like everything just kind of makes sense when you're out in the big old natural world. And that's because when we get into our houses, and especially this is a problem in the winter months, love, because we stay inside more often. And so our perspective shrinks. And that's no bueno, because then all of a sudden our problems and the anxieties and the burdens feel bigger, right? So I want you to use this, as we know that the mission is to get and stay grounded during this holiday season. I want you to use this go higher perspective. So when you close your eyes and everything crashes in, get in your visual hot air balloon and go higher and breathe and notice how your problems get smaller and your ideas start to flow more easily. All right, now let's get into some tactical things that you can do to create an environment that feels better, just lends itself to greater stabilization during this wonky time. So, you know, you might be driving or doing whatever right now, but I'm gonna put all the links in the show notes so that you can throw all the stuff in your Amazon cart or, you know, execute on it later, all right? First things first, I really want you to be open and embrace cocooning, meaning when your body feels heavy, when your eyelids feel heavy, when your thoughts feel sluggish, when everything feels slow, to just rest. And even if you have to set a timer on your phone to lay down for 10 minutes and that's okay, even if you have to like lock your bedroom door and run away from the people. As much as you can, I want you to get rest and sleep. Because when your body is slowing down like that, it is really trying to tell you something. Your mind, your body, your soul, it is trying to communicate to you that there is a need there to rest, to heal something, to present you with some bit of information, to relieve you of something. But when you get that sensation in your body, that heaviness, that slowness, please, love, trust it. So if for no other reason than just hear me validate, it is well. When you feel that way and you say, God, I should be doing better. God, I should have more energy. God, I should be getting stuff done. When you feel that, just go with it, love. Even if you can only go with it for 5 minutes, go with it. And when it's time to go to sleep at night, or when you have a moment to steal away, I want you to think about adding some things that are additionally soothing during that sleep. So for instance, you might put on a sleep meditation or some binaural beats that are for healing or for restful sleep. So you're just going to kind of embrace cocooning when you can. And then when you're doing that, you're going to add this level of sound healing that's going to just upregulate your sleep so that you're getting better sleep. Now, a couple of things to note about sleep, and I'm going to touch on this in a couple of places. If you're drinking alcohol or you're smoking pot or any kind of THC, you are effectively blocking REM sleep. And so REM sleep is the place where your mind processes all of the unprocessed things. And girlfriend, you got a lot of stuff that needs to be processed, right? So if you're using those substances, and I'm not anti those substances, but this is not the season to be pulling those in because you're literally blocking healing. Now we're going to talk about some things that you can use instead so that you can really maximize the benefits of sleep and some other tools, right? So if you're having a couple glasses of wine to fall asleep, or you're taking a couple hits before you fall asleep to help you fall asleep, yes, it's doing that. But then it's effing up the quality of your sleep, so you're getting more and more and more behind, okay? So really prioritizing sleep this holiday season is going to be your number one survival tool, okay? The next thing I want you to do, this might seem like it's coming out of left field, but I really want you to cut out those inflammatory foods. Now, I know that I said that this is a hard time to start new healthy habits, but I want to just plant the seed. Because if you can pull out the inflammatory foods, and I'm not, you know, I have my opinion of what those things are, and I know from my body what those things are. For my body, those things are definitely sugar, dairy, and gluten. Really a lot of grains, right? Now, not everybody has those sensitivities, but I know darn well, and I didn't always think this, I know darn well that when I add those things, inflammation kicks off in my body. And so if you struggle with sinus infections or congestion overall, if you struggle with constipation or bloating, gas, if you're struggling with getting sick all the time or you can't shake something and you keep picking it up or your kids keep picking it up, if you're struggling with sleep, if you're struggling with, well, I know you're struggling with brain fog, but you know, cutting back on those inflammatory foods is going to give you more energy, better sleep. It's going to way upregulate your immune system so that, you know, that RSV that's been going around and all the, and the flu and all those things, if you cut that crap out, you're going to feel so much better and you are going to survive this season and catch that spark of joy so much better. Now, it's easy to grab for the delicious cookie and the pie and the wine and the cheese and things, but if you feel like crap, play that tape forward. How are you going to feel the next morning? How are you going to feel in a couple hours? Is it worth it? Or can you come with me on this trip and we try it a different way? Now, I just invited you to get rid of the wine and the pot and the sugar and the cheese, but what could you do instead? Well, I'll tell you, I was literally sitting here this weekend thinking, man, I'm facing a couple of really spicy moments that are going to happen in my life this holiday season. What could I do to help ride those moments where I can stay grounded, right? So I said, man, I've been following this medical professional who's really been advocating for a CBD tincture that also works really well for children. I'm going to get me some of that. So I hopped on, I ordered some. I'm going to put the link in the show notes for which one I ordered because I believe 100% quality, quality, quality matters, okay? But CBD is an effective property that will help you regulate your central nervous system. That's what it does. It reduces anxiety. It helps you fall asleep faster. It helps with memory. It helps with post-traumatic stress disorder. Helps with so many things. And it also has been tested to be effective for children. And that could be a game changer, right? So let's continue this conversation. But if you need help falling asleep and staying asleep, if you need help with anxiety, and maybe you're used to using things like the food and the wine and the pot to do that, let's try CBD, really high quality. I'm going to keep you posted on how my journey with it goes. And if my kid needs it, I am absolutely going to try it with her, and I will let you know how that goes too. So I'm pretty excited about this. And like I said, I'm going to give you the link. All right, another thing that I'm a big fan of that really helps me stay grounded and it helps me tap into my faith is sage. Now, I love burning sage, and if I can't burn sage, I have a liquid version that comes in a little spray bottle. But if you are new to sage or burning sage sounds way out there for you, you can diffuse the essential oil, clary sage, into your home, and you're going to get the same spiritual properties of that energy cleansing tool. So sage, when you burn it, helps clear the energy in your home. And what I picture this to be, or in your body or in your environment, whatever you call it, right? When I picture clearing energy, I picture clearing out negative energy, and I picture opening my heart and opening the space for me to experience my higher power. Like just really opening up that highway for me to be in contact with my higher power. And so for me, sage is something that really helps shore up my faith. You know, we talk a lot about faith, but then when we get anxious, it's like, oh, I'm grabbing my will back. I'm grabbing my power back. And I'm saying, no universe, no higher power. I don't trust that you've got my back. I'm going to will myself through this. And so when I'm burning sage, I know vibrationally I am clearing the environment, and that's real. And it's optimizing my environment so that there are less things to contend with vibrationally in my space and in my body. But it's also a great little ritual that just helps me stay in that space of, oh, hey, universe, you've got my back. Hey, universe, you've got my back. And it's just kind of calling all that in, calling all that in. So that is one of the reasons I love sage. And so either burning it, which I love, be safe, or clary sage and diffusing that. The oils that I've been tending towards lately is Young Living. Again, that's because quality, quality, quality. I'm sure there are other brands out there that are quality. These are just the ones that I have been using. Now, here's some other things that you can throw in your Amazon cart in addition to sage, clary sage, or a sage bundle to burn, is a Himalayan salt lamp, the essential oil Valor from Young Living, some Epsom salts for a bath. These are all things you could just throw into your Amazon cart now. Let's talk about why for each of them. Himalayan salt lamp is also pulling toxins out of the air in your environment, and it is also energetically balancing the air because all of the things that we use all day electronic-wise have the wrong electrical charge for us to stay balanced in our body. A Himalayan salt lamp is creating the correct optimal charge in the air, and then you're breathing that air in, and it is automatically helping create balance in your body, and it is also removing the toxins from the air. So those things combined are so good for helping you breathe easy and helping you sleep easy. This is a huge change I've made this year, and it's been so, so, so beneficial. So putting a Himalayan salt lamp in any room that you spend a lot of time in, especially where you sleep, is one of those things. Girlfriend, you don't even have to do anything other than order it and turn it on, plug it in and turn it on, right? And it is going to go to work for you, detoxifying your space and helping you sleep and helping you breathe. And that matters so, so, so much because quite frankly, what you've been going through right now, we know that you have extra toxins in your body. You have extra inflammation in your body. It's just a function of what you're experiencing. So how can we purge those things more and more and more so that you're not getting such a toxic load? Your central nervous system is going, I can't keep up with the detoxification process in this body. I need help. So let the salt lamp do it. Valor is an essential oil blend from Young Living, and it is a blend that literally helps you muscle on, like pull yourself up by your bootstraps and move forward when shit feels heavy. It is a beautiful blend to just help upregulate your body when it doesn't, on days where you're just like, I don't have it. So you put Valor a little on your lower back, a little on your wrists, a little wherever you love to put essential oils, bottom of your feet maybe, and Cedarwood is another great one to put on your feet when you're sleeping at night. It's grounding. Cedarwood is grounding, grounding, grounding. Put cedarwood on your feet to sleep and it's going to help ground you and help, again, pull those toxins out of your body because there's just so much of it going on. Epsom salts baths. This one is a game changer. You know you got to go somewhere where it's going to be wonky or you're going to have to work harder or have a deeper intention to stay grounded. Take an Epsom salts bath first. We often think about taking a bath to relax after a thing, right? And that is great. But what if you did it first? What if you got in that bath with Epsom salts? Now, the thing about Epsom salts is it's detoxifying, it's energetically balancing, and when we absorb that magnesium that's in the Epsom salts transdermally through the skin, it is so relaxing. It smooths the small muscle fibers in the body and it helps everything relax and release. So let's say you got to do something hard and you take that Epsom salts bath and you combine some of these things, right? Epsom salts, maybe a little CBD drop, maybe a little sage, and then you go do the hard thing. Oh man, it's going to go so much better. Now maybe you take a second bath after the fact. But I want you to think about getting your vibration in a good place before you go do hard things, right? So let's say you've got a little social anxiety and you've got to go to your kids. Blah, blah, blah. I want you to see if you can take that bath beforehand so that when you go, you have an easier time enjoying it. It's all about getting ahead of it. Getting ahead of it and staying ahead of it as much as possible. You know when you're experiencing literal physical pain, like if you ever had a surgical procedure or something and you maybe, you know, you're supposed to take the pain meds every 4 hours, but you like let it go to 4.5 hours and then the pain gets so big and then it gets really hard to get the pain back under control again. And you sometimes maybe even have to take extra just to get the pain back to like a manageable space. It's the same with anxiety and negative emotion in general. The more you kind of let it run away, the harder it's going to be to get it back into a window of tolerance or into a manageable space. So don't underestimate your pregame vibrational plan so that you're really catching yourself before. So, you know, you compare some of these things with the idea of just in general taking a break. Now, being really intentional about your breathing during this season is also going to be a game changer. If you feel your stuff starting to get wound up or wobbly, taking a break so that you can take a little walk, even if it's just for a couple of minutes, you can do some deep diaphragmatic breathing that's down into your belly and start to get regulated a little bit, then it keeps that negative momentum from really being able to get steam, you know, because the name of the game here is getting and then staying grounded. Now, when you're taking a break, whether you're walking or doing deep breathing or EFT tapping or stimulating your vagus nerve, did you know that in the outside ear canal. This is your superficial ear canal, right? Like not deep inside, but just outside. If you stick your, I'm doing this right now. If you could watch me, it would be so funny. Sticking my fingers in my ears right now and just doing a gentle circular massage. Really gentle, right? And if you pair this circular ear massage with some nice, beautiful long inhales, a pause, and a long exhale, it's really grounding. It taps into that vagus nerve, which is part of your body's, your mind body's information superhighway that goes from your brainstem down into your tailbone. And it's the thing that tells your central nervous system that all is well. And when you do this really gentle ear canal circular motion with some nice, beautiful breathing, visualizing a nice, safe place, or visualizing yourself in that hot air balloon. It's really important to visualize something delicious because otherwise, if you let all the stuff crash in, right, then you're like fighting something extra. So just gently massaging that ear, long inhale, pause, long exhale. You could do it while you're walking. You could do it while visualizing being up in that hot air balloon. You could visualize being on a beautiful beach in the Bahamas. You could just stay with that beautiful breath and do this as often as you need. I don't care if you're sitting in your kid's parent-teacher conference and you're massaging your ear. Tell them you've got an itch. You know, some of the stuff we just got to be really unapologetic about. Like, matters more to me that I manage how I feel than I care what you think about me while I'm doing this. And that's really how we get and stay grounded, is we prioritize it. Prioritize, prioritize, prioritize. Okay, I mentioned EFT tapping. Have you ever gone into the app store on your phone and typed EFT tapping? Now you may be saying, Dawn, what is EFT tapping? Or you may be like, there goes Dawn again on her EFT tapping thing. But loves, this is science. And it is gaining popularity, and for a reason, because it works. So if you go to your app store on your phone and you type in EFT tapping, there are so many tapping apps anymore, and I want you to find the one that resonates with you. Tony Robbins is the first one that comes up. There are a couple of more. There's one I noticed that's got like really cute pink graphics, and it just feels really soft and pretty and it just soothing, right? When I saw it on there, I was like, oh my goodness, this just makes me want to open it and go to it. So I love that. So EFT tapping is where there are a handful of meridians through your body that if you literally just tap on them in a particular sequence or order, it helps move all that negative emotion through your body so that it gets out of you. You've got a lot of stuff coming at you right now. You've got a lot of stuff kind of stuck in you. And this is one way to just get it out. Again, remember, there's a lot of toxins in your body and we want to release them. So EFT tapping is a tried and true, science-backed, mind-body tool for releasing stuck toxicity in your emotional body. Check it out. Try it. It's a game changer for getting and staying grounded during the holidays. And P.S., it's also going to be just beautifully working with your subconscious mind to help you heal from these things that you need to heal from anyways, so that you're just feeling lighter. Lighter, right? I guarantee you, I'm not supposed to say that, but I said it. I guarantee you that if you EFT tap consistently for a number of days, you're going to catch the holiday spirit. It just kind of, like, maybe not a lot, but you're going to catch the holiday spirit because the tool is just that effective. The other thing you could do while you're at the app store, because this is a hot tip, a hot passive tip, is download an affirmation app. There are so many great affirmation apps where you just go in and you say, okay, what are the times of day where I really effing need somebody to give me a word of validation of affirmation? And you can set the affirmations to pop up on your phone at particular times where it's hard. So if you know you're going to a family event, if you know that there's a time of day that's really particularly hard, and you just set them all up and they come through all day long exactly when you need it. And they say just the right things, right? So when you think about this list of things we're talking about today, like an affirmation app, a Himalayan salt lamp, some Valor essential oil from Young Living, a CBD tincture, these are all passive items. You don't have to do much in order to get a benefit from them. And if you take a few moments today to get all these things in order, to fill your Amazon cart, to set up the links, to set up the affirmation, just take a few minutes and do it, love. And then you will be prepared very differently to move through these next weeks and months that are going to challenge you. And it's okay that they challenge you. It's okay that it feels overwhelming. There is so much that you're going to learn during this season, this holiday season, and there is so much you're going to overcome during this holiday season. I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. And I know that when we're at mid-January next year, you're going to be like, wow, I climbed some mountains. Now, I want you to be able to do that with more confidence. I want you to be able to do that with less pain. I want you to be able to do it where you're like, I'm kind of enjoying the view while I'm climbing this mountain. But I know that you are absolutely in it and overcoming it simultaneously right now. The things we're talking about today are the things that are the difference between setting out on that hike with all the great supplies. Like, you know, you're going hiking and you know your water pack is full. You know, you've got snacks on board. You know, you've got the right socks on your feet. You know, you've got your bear repellent. You've got your perfect sunscreen. And, you know, like, just imagine hiking with all the supplies versus without any supplies, right? This is what we're talking about. We're just like, gear up for this season so that you can do it and you can enjoy it. And when you get winded, you can sit down and just have all the delicious things to help you when you're winded, you know? So I cannot wait to hear which of these things serves you best, which of these things moves the needle the most. I know that you're going to do a beautiful job of moving through the season, and I can't wait to hear about all the stuff you overcome in the new year.
Peace. Dear Divorce Diary is a podcast by My Coach Dawn. You can find more at mycoachdawn.com.